Rules and Administration Committee will come to order. Members, thank you for coming in today. We have a relatively brief agenda, but it's important. Senator Bedsole's been working on the Senate Technology Working Group, and there's been a tremendous amount of staff input and member input, and he felt it was necessary to kind of give us an update of what the discussions are and get some input from the Rules Committee on where they might want to be focusing or whether they're even talking about the right things. And Senator Bedsole, remind us, in our budget that we passed this legislative session, we had set aside a fairly significant amount of money for technology enhancements. And so, Senator Bedsole, just give us, and that's why we have money in our budget to do some things, and we need to make sure now that we do some things that make sense for the overall operations of the Senate. So, yeah,
thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I did ask for some time because the Senate state government budget bill set had $2.7 million in one-time money available for Senate technology, and the Majority Leader's office contacted my office around early June and asked me to lead discussions as to the best use of that appropriation. I've had weekly meetings. Everybody, every senator, every staff member has been welcome to come to it. We did not have appointments to this, and we've met every week except for the week of 4th of July. And we've been open to all ideas, trying to identify just what the Senate needs to do its job. We've heard from the department heads. We've toured the technology needs. The Senate had hands-on views of what we currently have. We've heard from vendors, from the Office of Enterprise Technology, public television. We're getting rather close to wrapping it up, and so I did ask for some time from the Rules Committee because, first of all, if you have it, ultimately the decision is not going to be by this group. It'll be our group. It'll be by the Rules Committee that's going to decide how and where to spend that money. And I just wanted to make sure that if you had any issues or concerns or things you want to flesh out, now would be an appropriate time to give them to us. Ultimately, what I've told the group I want to do is come back with a list of our priorities so we know really where we have to spend the money, what are our options, because in any one of these you could make different choices. We will certainly make recommendations, but it's not my intention to come back and just give you a list and say, you know, here's what you're going to spend it on, because any one of these could go a couple of different ways. Ultimately, you're going to find out that $2.7 million will certainly help the Senate, but it's not going to solve every single problem, and it's not going to there's still going to be needs and desires. But I think at the end of the process, at least the people who are most affected are going to at least have some idea that I think the right decisions were ultimately made. You should have a list shows some of the areas that we're looking at, some of the costs that we've been considering. And if I can, I'll go through the list so you can get a better appreciation of what's in there. One of the things, let me start by saying there's a couple of things that really have to get done. There really is not going to be a lot of choice in there. And if you look at the sheet, I'll tell you the first dollar that's going to have to be spent, and this may be a decision you may make today, on lines 25 and 26. This is the Senate media, the television areas. Master control switcher and studio switcher. Downstairs, they have some equipment by which we produce the TV shows that are seen on public television and then broadcast around the state. The equipment that they're using is over 20 years old. This last session, a switching unit, that is the buttons, the things that you use to be able to go from one video stream to another, broke. When it breaks, we go to black. We cannot put TV on the air. Fortunately, they were able to find a similar switching unit in somebody's garage in California. That is the only thing that has kept us on the air. The options that we have for television is basically, and also by the way, the Federal Communications Commission has ordered that TV has to go digital February 2009. So the choice basically is to upgrade our equipment or to get out of the TV business. you know, there really isn't a middle ground here. And I think that, you know, the desire is to stay in television. And by the way, we did have some appropriations this year that will have longer hours. There's some negotiations for longer hours of legislative coverage and also to expand it in greater Minnesota. But we really do have to upgrade the equipment. And as I say, a decision could be made today and, you know, could very well, it might be appropriate to just authorize the money for the switchers for master control in the studios, because they have to get a new switching units down there for digital. Now, while I'm on television, let me just talk about some of the other items that you can see from lines 27 through 32. As long as we stay in the TV business, we're going to have to buy certain amounts of equipment over the, at some point. Some of it, if we had the money, we could buy it all right now. And in fact, Steve Senek has sort of staggered out the numbers, as you can see, over the fiscal years. But I've sort of asked whether some of it, you know, might be purchased with the appropriations now. Does it have to wait? Just to give you an idea of what it is we're looking at, there's a television stations. In recent years, we're using videotape to record proceedings. Well, we're still doing it, except the videotape is no longer going to be made. So it's an expensive cost to buy that videotape, but it's not even going to be available down the road. What TV stations have done is have video servers. That is, what is broadcast is stored in a server, and it's done through computers and technology, and then it can be retrieved from them. Ultimately, we're going to have to do that. Another thing that they're going to be needing, they currently have editing equipment downstairs. It's old editing equipment. It serves its purpose today. They're going to need some at some point in the future. There isn't anything from a technology standpoint, I'm told, on the horizon that if they wait 2 or 3 years, it's going to be better than what's out there right now. So theoretically, they could get some editing equipment earlier. But we're trying to identify the needs. Unfortunately, with the appropriation we've got available, if we did everything the TV needs with this appropriation, it would eat up almost half the appropriation. And I think that would put about $600,000 short of filling other needs. But as I say, and Mr. Chair, while you're out of the room, I just said on lines 25 and 26, the master switchers for the studio, the switching used for the studio and the master control absolutely have to get done, regardless of whatever else we do or do not do in technology. That has to be done. And if you're so inclined, you could even make a decision today to just go ahead and authorize it so they can get that equipment in. The other ones, as I say, we'll come back later on when we make our recommendations as to whether or not we can move some of these up or keep to the schedule as we have it here. But just so you have an idea of what we need down there. The other one that has some urgency is on line 20, and that's the roll call system. In order for you to understand what your options are, I kind of need to describe what system we currently have on the voting board upstairs in the Senate chamber. The voting board up on the floor has been in place. It's a one-of-a-kind system. It's 25 years old. We had the staff open the boards up with the names on it, and if you look behind it, it's a mess of wires and light bulbs, and I'm surprised there's not a lot of duct tape behind there. It's been up there for a while, and frankly, every time they have to go up there to change a name or change a light bulb, when they close the panels, a bunch of other things go wrong.
Senator Betzel?
Yes.
Your tone of voice there, you know, Senator Berglund and Langseth and I don't think 25 years is that long.
I was thinking the same.
Mr. Chair, from a technical standpoint, it's ancient.
Well, we're talking in terms of service in the legislature.
Mr. Chair, it's going to get worse.
Well, members were just stunned at your tone there, so go ahead.
It's old.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I remember one of our members, when that was installed, did some lambasting because it was made in South Dakota, too.
It was made in South Dakota. The company that made it no longer makes voting boards. They make scoreboards, but not voting boards. There's only one company. I'll mention that in a minute. But so it is one of a kind. There isn't a vendor right now that can service this. We have the buttons on the desks. We have the system, the computer system. We have a dot matrix printer. So when we have a vote printed out, it's a very old printer there. Nobody uses dot matrix anymore. The computer system that actually captures the vote and for the Senate Journal is a DOS program, and it's operated on a Windows 95 computer system. And the computers are behind the Senate gallery. Clearly, now, the good news is that nothing's really gone wrong in recent years. In this past session, we didn't have any significant problems that the rest of us were aware of. The bad news is that if anything does go wrong, it could be anything from mild nuisance to a major catastrophe. We could wind up with a situation where roll call votes are going to have to be by voice, because if something really breaks, there's no way to replace any of it right now. You do have some options here, basically two of them. There is only one and only one company that is in the business of making voting boards. Now, the Dectronix one out of South Dakota is no longer available. They've been out here. They're quite familiar with our system. In fact, they installed our first systems in the 1930s. International Roll Call out of Virginia is the one company that does do this work. They've done it for over half the states, the U.S. House of Representatives, some foreign legislatures. They've been out here. They've looked at what we've got, and the cost of upgrading it would be at least $500,000, possibly more. Of that, it would cost $150,000 for each of the voting boards. That's a total of $300,000. It would be look similar to what it is right now. It would have the names on. It would be easier to change things around, a little bit more information. Instead of CS, it would say call the Senate. FP would be final passage. So provide more information. I don't know that they'd be able to do fireworks when we have a unanimous vote, but you know there's things down the road, technology that might be available. But it's a big price for the panels. Yes. They would be able to put in a new computer system. They'd be able to do the buttons on the desk. They would be able to do the whole thing. If they
can, I freeze the board. Whip into it.
Yeah. If they're hired and get the contract before November, they guarantee that it will be up and running for the 08 session. They cannot promise it beyond that if we go beyond November, the first of November. The other thing that they've had to caution us is that once they get started on it, they have to go through all the way and finish it. It's not something they can start it, and then we have a session, and they come back and finish it. But you know, that's their proposal. There is an option here. David Nygaard, who I think some members of the Senate might know because he worked on some more redistricting work, came out here and he looked over our system, and he told us that in his view we could probably redo the voting board system for about half the cost. Obviously, this would have to be contracted out from individuals who we could find to do the work. If we replace the voting board, again, that's $300,000 if you go with Roll Call International. He said you can put different boards up there for far cheaper. However, you're going to have to just understand that every couple of years, like every 5 years, you're going to have to replace it. And he said you're going to be able to replace it with something that's far better than anything that's on the market now, but you're going to have to start having some costs every year. Roll Call International also has some ongoing costs too, by the way. They're going to charge us. And this is not going to be a fact that if you do Roll Call International, you're going to spend $500,000 and say we're done with it. Let who's ever here in 25 years worry about it then, because technology is going to change. What you buy today may or may not be what we need 8-10 years from now. It is simply not, there's no way you're going to be able to just put this off for 25 years. But somebody else could come in, redesign a new computer system, give us less expensive voting boards, do all the things that need to be done, except there's not going to be a vendor there to call upon if something goes wrong. There certainly are going to be people in the computer business who we can ask to come through. Now, I'm not making a recommendation here. I mean, those are basically the choices you've got. If you think that looking at a hybrid system the cheaper way to go is something we ought to consider. You know, we can certainly do that. They can put some RFPs out. We can probably have some vendors come on in, take a look at it. I don't know whether or not then we would have something ready for the 08 session. That's something we have to keep in mind. If you decide that, and with the hybrid system, there's risks, because there's certainly, there's not going to be anybody you can call upon when something goes wrong. But as I say, we presumably would have people out there that would be knowledgeable of what we've got, and we could call them in. If your choice is forget about the hybrid system, then you've basically decided we're going to go with Roll Call International. And in that case, you know, there's no reason to delay it. We might as well start the negotiation process and figure out what we want to do. Just as an aside, Roll Call International says if we wanted to go really pricey, there's other things they can do. They can put other panels, if the Historical Society lets us, in the front of the chamber, so they can put other things like show the amendments we're working on and so forth. I don't sense any desire from the advisory group to go with any of the additional stuff, just basically replace what we've got. But those are your two options.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, I heard it all, but it would be, I think if we have until a November 1st deadline for the one major one that you're talking about, it would be helpful to have those various options kind of laid out so you could see what the advantages and disadvantages are before making that kind of a decision. I know you've kind of laid them out, but it's hard to process all of that to get to a point to make a decision right at this moment for myself. Maybe the rest of you are in that, in a different mode, but I think that would be helpful to see just what the pros and cons are and weigh those before making a decision.
Senator Bergman.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Betzel, I didn't quite understand why the hybrid system would have to be replaced every couple years.
I think, well, first of all, whatever we buy is probably going to go through some replacements along the way, because technology is going to change. I mean, the computer system, however way we go, is going to change. There are going to be ongoing costs, whether you go with Roll Call International or whether we build our own system. Either one is going to have some ongoing costs. That's just going to have to be built in, because we don't even know what's down the road. As an example, one of the things that could be done with a new computer system that we're not able to do right now is the fact that as soon as the board closes, we could, with a new computer program, post the vote on the Internet. We can't do that right now. I don't know what other options and what other things are going to be available for us down the road. I just know that it's not going to be 25 years before we make another changes. We're going to be doing these things. The main difference between building our own system and going with Roll Call International is that if something breaks, if something goes wrong, we call Roll Call International and say, get out here and fix it, and presumably they've got somebody here the next day. If something goes wrong with a system that we build, I'm not sure who we call to bring them out here. We have to have somebody knowledgeable of what we've got. The people who build our system may not be the people around 5 or 8 years from now when we need them. That is going to be the difference. So we can bring the cost down, but the risks go up.
Mr. Chairman, so the question that I was asking is, you said you would have to replace a hybrid board every couple of years.
The voting, the black boards would... we could, if we bought the roll call board.
You don't know that they're going to wear out. You're just assuming we would want to upgrade them, which we could do, or we might choose not to do.
I think if we bought the Roll Call International board for $300,000, I think we would expect to have that board up there for many years. If we go a cheaper route, then you know that the cheap board would only be up there for a few years. From my understanding of what's going on there, but. But the $300,000 roll call board, again, a few years from now, there may be better technology out there, and we might wind up replacing it later. Clearly, if we spend $300,000 for a roll call board, a board from Roll Call International, we expect to get a much longer life out of it than just 5 years. I'm just saying we don't have to spend $300,000. We could buy one cheaper, as long as we understand that we're going to have to replace it in a few years.
Mr. Chairman, then the second question I had, first of all, we're not talking about 300 on this paper. We're talking about 600 and then and then 3,000 more. The board, the actual number of boards, I thought we only had two in the chamber.
The $600,000 is the whole package, which includes two voting boards. It would replace the computer system and the things that go on the front desk, the buttons that we press on our desk. That would be the whole thing to replace everything. I broke it down that of the cost that Roll Call International charges us, and I don't know that it'll be $600,000. It's probably between $500,000 and $600,000. But of that cost, $300,000 would be devoted to the two voting boards.
Okay. I think members should just talk among themselves a little bit. We need what Senator Betzel's asking for is a little direction of whether we should move with an RFP of some sort or something. So I think just members should think about this a little bit and
as I said,
further discussions.
The reason why I wanted to bring this up today, Mr. Chair, again, was that if the sense was we don't want to assume the risk, we just want to just get this done with a minimum risk, then you're basically deciding Roll Call International, and then we can just proceed from that. If you would like further information, we can do it, but the clock may run out on us on getting anything done before the 08 session.
Mr. Chairman?
Roll Call International there.
Senator Bergen.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Betzel, it would be possible to get more information about a hybrid system before the date that Roll Call International would need to start.
I think it's possible. I think we could have it would require us to get some RFPs or something out and have people come in and look at it, find if it's doable. We'd have to evaluate it. We'd have to have a rules committee meeting to ultimately decide which way to go. And all that would have to be done, I think, before the end of October if Roll Call International and leave some time for if we went to Roll Call International for time to negotiate that contract. It's doable, but it's going to be pressing.
Well, I think it would be, my feeling is it'd be good to get some more information.
Oh, yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Senator Metzen.
Yeah, just a comment. They're passing out a sheet here on.
That's their brochure.
Brochure.
Whose brochure?
Is this Roll Call International?
That's Roll Call International brochure, yeah.
Well, you must be doing something right. They're doing about 40, 50 states in the United States, House of Representatives.
Got good salespeople. Marketing.
Well, you know, they can't.
If certainly anyway, got a monopoly on the market, I would say they would have a lot of people.
Okay, well, we need more information. Get a few more pamphlets.
Should we consider RFP or not? I mean, if we were going to do that, that would be a decision we should make today because then you need the time to do it.
I don't think there's any urgency here. Let's.
Mr. Chair.
We're about to build a $200 or $300 million bridge. I don't know that. I think that's moving a little quick, so I'm not sure we have to move that quick here either. Now, I want to make it sure. I think we should replace. We should do something here, but I just don't feel the need to.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, one last comment. You get one shot at this, and I don't think you do piecemeal stuff. I think you go to a whole new system. That's my gut reaction, and you don't. Fix up the junk we have now. You do it right, you get one good shot at it.
All right, so Senator Betzel, what you do need to know, though, is if we would okay lines 25 and 26?
Actually, I think that would be appropriate because you're not going to be able to get around that. I think that Steve Senek is here, but...
Senator Berglund moves that we okay lines 25 and 26.
This is authorized you to
buy. Mr. Senek.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members, thank you. The master control switcher is the key switcher that switches coverage between the House and the Senate and the studio. And we use the studio during the session because, as you are aware, the House committee times and the Senate committee times do not meet simultaneously. So when we switch from the House to the Senate, we need to explain to the viewers what's occurring in the other body. And that's the purpose of the master control switcher. The studio switcher is original. It was installed in 1987. And it is no longer, the parts are no longer available to us should something happen. The master control switcher, as Senator Betzold said, did fail. We went to black. We had to order a part out of a garage from California.
Okay. Who was on when it went to black?
Black.
House or Senate?
The Senate, I believe. I better hold off. I'm not quite certain.
All right.
So this may be obvious to everybody else, but so is the House? Does the House also have a master control switcher?
Mr. Chairman, remember
House, is it called House Media Services or what's the House called?
Mr. Chairman, it's called House Public Information Services, and they have they combined all their departments, and one faction of that is television. They are considering building a master control switcher, and I should point out they do not need to use their master control switcher to send their program out. We can route them around us, and we do that if there's going to be an evening floor session and we're not meeting in the evening. They route around us. The reason we have a master control switcher is because we do meet simultaneously, and it's during those times we use it. They actually made the purchases back when they began in 1996 because we demanded that they make that purchase. We were televising before they did, and when they joined, we said, okay, but we're going to need this equipment. You have to buy it, and they made that decision to buy it. So in that discussions, we said, well, we'll maintain it, and we're at that point today.
So,
wherever we
does the House use the master control switcher too?
Mr. Chairman, members, yes and no. They do not need to use it. For example, we can route their signal around master control and it goes directly to Twin Cities Public Television. The times that we do use it is the times that we're meeting simultaneously.
No, that I'm tracking on. I'm trying to get a sense of why are we paying for this or why are we not jointly paying for it.
They originally made the purchases of the equipment, and this is the first time we are actually installing new equipment for that. The discussions back when we did this was that they were providing us services, interactive services for teleconferencing. I don't know if you recall if any members were ever involved in a teleconference where you actually saw someone in a committee and you had a two-way conversation. They maintain those facilities, and we maintain this master control facilities. I have not engaged any conversations with them to date saying, pony up some money and let's build this together, because, frankly, they'll say, well, wait a minute, we don't need it. And the reality is they don't.
Why do we need it if they don't need it?
We need it because the argument will be our committees start later, theirs start sooner, they're on television first. When we want to come on, we need this type of switcher to come on. I mean, it's a difficult conversation, but every time we've entered it, you know, they have ponied up money. They've spent the money to get things done. We have not.
Senator Berger moves that we okay lines 25 and 26. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion adopted.
And Mr. Chair, thank you, Mr. Senator. I'd like
thank
to
you.
Go through kind of the rest of the spreadsheet.
Senator Betzold,
yes, sir.
I think does the staff have this? Has this been passed out generally
yes.
in the Senate?
Okay.
Why don't I think members can review this and. Is there a document that describes all of these things somewhere?
Not really, but if you give me just a few minutes, I can kind of tell you some decision points that are ultimately what we need to make here. And some of these are well beyond what this advisory group can do. The laptops, I can just briefly discuss that. We need to buy new laptops for the 67 members. Many of them are failing. We need to buy some staff laptops, too. Today, across the hall, until 4 o'clock, we have some sample laptops if people want to test drive them, see what new laptops may look like so we can get some feedback. But we'll be coming back with some more ideas on that. There's three areas that are all tied together, and this is something that's going to have to be discussed between the House and the Senate, and that is
because the equipment ties together servers, wireless, and a new telephone system, voice over internet protocol. We could go it alone, we could go with the house, or beyond that, but these things, because the equipment ties into each other, decisions have to be made well above the level that we're at in order to get it. Basically, for the server, the warranty is run out. We get a lot of...
Sir Betzel?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair.
I think right at this moment, having this list is all the members of the committee
okay.
need. I think there's going to have to be some further refinement here, some documentation of various options so that the committee can work with that. I think just a description right now is not going to allow the committee to really think through this stuff. So I think it's good to have the list. So members now have a general sense of what's on the table. Would you describe this as inclusive, or are there things missing here that people had suggested that shouldn't? That someone's going to call their senator and say, why isn't that on there?
Yeah, well, we've got the items listed as we've discussed them. The numbers should not be read with... should be read with a bit of caution. As an example, we have talked about an electronic timesheet system.
Is that on here?
It's on the back page.
Okay, so, Betzel, is there something that's been suggested that's not on this list right now?
I'm not aware that anything has not been suggested. Just don't lock the numbers in because they...
This is totally... putting some numbers in, right?
Right.
Okay, that's fine. People take it... Matter of fact, everybody write on here, draft, star, 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 draft, star, star, star. Somebody had to put something on a piece of paper, and that's all Senator Betzel's done right now. So
Chair.
Everybody shouldn't get all excited, one way or the other. Senator.
Are you excited?
Senator Betzel's always excited.
Senator Betzel, was there any discussion at all on PDAs?
Briefly, the trouble is everybody has their own. Are you talking about as something that would be handed out to
a Senate issue owned by the state of Minnesota?
We had not really got into that. The bigger problem, of course, is that so many people have their own, and they try to tie them into current technology, and we have. So many different things. I don't know that would be a priority when you look at all the other things that probably have to get done first. We could certainly discuss that if that's the will of the Rules Committee.
Mr. Chair, I just bring it. I mean, it may be some laptops are breaking down. Mine's 5 years old now and still fine, but I don't know what the state of our life. PDAs versus laptops.
We could get a little more information on that also. I mean, mine's probably hardly use it, so.
How many
are breaking down? I don't know. Nature of the problem is, or the extent of the problem.
I mean, we have this issue of some members using more than others and things, and we might want to think through that a little bit. So, anything else that's not on the list that members... So Senator Betzel will just add to the list PDAs. You don't have to put a dollar amount, but just make sure everything's on the list.
Mr. Chairman, historically, about 10 years ago, we had, or maybe a little less than that, we had actually had money appropriated, allocated for PDAs, and we never got them purchased. I don't know what happened to the money. Some went to a higher priority or a budget deficit or something. Back when Senator Price was chairing a subcommittee, that was one of our recommendations. So maybe the time has come and passed.
Okay, any other? Okay, Senator Betzel, thank you. We can...
Did he actually vote on those two lines?
Yes. Okay. We can... I think we just need some more work. I think you and I need to visit some more.
Well, sure. This is the reason why I wanted to make this presentation,
right.
To make sure at least... We don't finish our work and come back, and you guys say, no, go a different direction, or what about this? So this is why I asked for the time here.
This hasn't been vetted in any fashion other than what you just heard, so I think I think my office needs to do a little work on this. Mr. Wolf will be working with...
Mr. Chair, just one.
Halligan, and we'll just kind of narrow this down and give people a little more shape to what they want to be thinking about in terms of choices.
If I can just discuss one particular issue that came up, and this is something the caucuses may have an interest in, and that is the printer for color photographs. David Oaks has two printers about the size of small refrigerators. One's dead, and the other one is failing. It needs to be replaced. We are talking about the concept of having three printers, one for each caucus, the Republican caucus, the DFL caucus, and the one for Mr. Oaks. In addition, which would print the smaller 4x6 or 5x7 photos, and then one printer that Mr. Oaks would have that would print larger photographs. There seems to be some desire to do that. I've asked both the caucuses to look at that and get back if that's what they want to do. So that's just something that's a little bit separate from the rules, but that's an option we're looking at.
Okay.
We'll never get out of here.
Yeah.
To be brief, but going back to the, I'll call it the scoreboard,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's something nice about that chamber in terms of the decor and so on. If we worked with the roll call, could we somehow retain as much as possible the style and the,
oh, right.
The ornateness
the voting
of
boards,
our existing board?
Yeah, the replacement boards would go over the ones that are currently there. Interestingly enough, not these boards, but the previous boards that were there, there was a lot more marble above the doorways, and those were eliminated to put in the system that we've got now, or something similar. But the new boards would go in the place of the boards that we currently have. So you're not going to see much change there. It would not see any change.
Okay, anything else, members? Thanks again for taking time to come in. Meeting adjourned.
But I guess scoreboards are expensive.
Nothing's going to change.
I'll order the fucking
money now, yeah.
Lanxess right. Committee is alone. Yes. Going to get
it. Could have spent a little more.
Okay.
Could have spent more.
Okay.
Well, I know how much.